Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Hal speaking.
Oh, hi, mate. My name's Chris. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Mate, I've got a... you're on Ashmole Road there. Is that... I've got the right place?
Yep. Yeah, Ashmole Road, yep.
Yeah, right, cool. Mate, look, I've got a pink and grey galah here. I've brought him in before. I'm going over his symptoms here. I think he might have that... Is it... I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Psittacosis?
Yep.
Mate, are you able to supply me with the antibiotic treatment for that without a consult as first aid?
Unfortunately, no. So with psittacosis, like, it can display as a respiratory disease, but there are many other respiratory diseases that won't be treated by the same treatment. And so with that, we've got tests in clinic that we would run to confirm that it is psittacosis, and then we'd go through the treatment plan once it is confirmed. Unfortunately, because all of those medications are prescribed, we can't give them out without a consultation.
Okay.
And so we would have to go through, the processes to confirm that it is that, and then we can go ahead and prescribe that once we have the test results.
Okay. Mate, I want to bring him in. I'm just trying to figure out when I'm going to do that. What availability maybe would you have tomorrow, if you have any?
Unfortunately, tomorrow is fully booked, so we've only got the one vet on tomorrow,
okay.
And everything's booked. We do have availabilities on Monday if needed, and the first available appointment on Monday. Just bear with me; I'll have a quick look for you. The first available appointment would be 9:40.
Mate, what, do you have something after? Say after 3?
I do have, I could do 3 on the dot. I could do 3:30. The latest I could do would be 20 to 4.
Let's do 20 to 4. Let's get the kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
Put me down for 20 to 4.
Yep. Sorry, I'll just, I've just got a little guinea pig that I'm just doing.
No, you're all right,
on,
mate.
So I'm just
do
getting
what you got to do.
There we
okay.
go. All right, so... you said that you've been in with us
yes.
before. What was your first and last name?
Chris Sterling, Stirling.
Is this for Big Bird?
Yeah, that's the one.
Awesome.
Now,
okay.
if I can ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
He about a month ago, he had about 2 weeks of having a sneeze, you know, but he had a completely usual behavior, didn't go
yep.
off nothing. He was normal.
Yep.
Sneezing, one of his sinuses, that's what you call it, at the back of his beak there, that little hole there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them lost a little bit of feathers. Didn't really get gunky or anything, but lost a little bit of feathers. I had to give his ass a clean because obviously he was making a bit of a watery crap for maybe
mm-hmm.
just a couple of days.
Yep.
I cleaned that up. Everything went away. The sneezing went away. The feathers are regrowing around that sinus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been absolutely fine. Yesterday, he was just, he was using his beak just to do general maneuvers a
mm-hmm.
lot, which
mm-hmm.
is unusual for him. He's very good on his feet. He's in that sort of place now. He's resting a lot, and he's,
mm-hmm.
he's not keen to get around the cage. Is there anything I can do for him in the meantime that might be of assistance for him as far as, like, specific food or something that's going to kick him along a bit, you know what I mean? Is there anything I can do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for like anything at home, using like flat bowls for food
to
make sure that he doesn't have to, you know, bend down if he is in, if you know there is any abdominal pain at all.
Okay.
I would offer all of his favorite foods as well. And if he is just struggling a little bit, what I would do is lower some of the perches, and just so that, you know, he doesn't have to climb as much. And if, there's less risk of him injuring himself.
Yeah.
If he is to that point, I would keep a very close eye on him. And if he does deteriorate, then I'd give us a call. Tomorrow, like I said, we are fully booked. We would have the ability to potentially do like emergency consultations, which do warrant a higher fee, but we'll try and see you guys as soon as we physically can. And we'll try and fit you guys in. But unfortunately, we're closed on Sunday. And so if things go south on Sunday, there is an exotic vet up at Budgerum, which obviously it is a little bit of a hike from, North Brisbane areas, but they are open on Sundays. And so if push comes to shove and things go south, then at least you can bring him up there, give him a call, bring him up there and see if you can be seen. But, you know, if he is finding it a little bit harder to get around and if he is not eating as much, they are definitely signs of sickness. What that might be, it's hard to say just with the very general symptoms. But if he is starting to show those, then I would keep a very close eye on him over the coming days. And if you do need to, then I would go into a vet prior to the appointment on Monday. But I'll make a couple of notes on the things you've mentioned for the appointment on Monday. None of them sound explicitly like psittacosis or anything like that, but they are definitely signs of sickness. So I would definitely look to bring him in. And then once the vet kind of does their assessment, they can let you know and discuss the treatment options and that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if he goes down there quickly, I'm guessing there's not a lot of time left because I can't really revive him with, I'm trying to be positively negative. But
definitely. Like, it really depends on what he has, and it really depends on how far along that is, because these guys can get anything that we can, you know, organ failure, liver, kidney, anything like that.
Of course.
Yeah,
and
so
he is somewhat about 45. What's your take on how old they should be?
Yeah, so these guys can, you know, live to that 50 mark. 45 is a fairly good age for these guys. They can live a little bit longer, but I would say that if I was to put it into human years, he's about, you know, that 70, 80 mark kind of thing, where, it's a good run, a good stint, and, you know, he can still have a few more years, but, you know, once they do start slowing down, like with people, you know, some of those other conditions can start to set in. So I'd just keep an eye on him, make sure that he is still eating, drinking and everything like that over the coming days. And if anything does deteriorate, like I said, there are other vets that are open even on Saturday that you can bring them to. But just give us a call and we can try and help you guys out as best as we can. But I've got you guys all booked in for that Monday appointment. So just keep an eye on him over the coming days, and we can go from there depending on what happens.
All right. That sounds exciting. Cool.
Yeah. But I'll let you know, our standard consultation fee is $180, $179. And within that, we'll do the full health check, and then the vet will kind of discuss anything else with you guys within that consultation.
If I want to pull the red emergency card tomorrow, what will that cost me?
$250. And
can
so
I pull the red emergency card today?
Today we close in 5 minutes.
No, not I mean not today.
Okay. Like,
can you
book it
me
in
a spot tomorrow?
Just bear with me. Let's have a look.
I'm not trying to be demanding.
First
thing in the morning, like if I can squeeze in there early, I'll come in early, and you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be like, give me what I want. I'm just.
I think that if it was going to be feasible, I think doing it earlier is going to be a little bit nicer for the team. So if you did want to, I can book you guys in for 9 a.m. Is that something that you guys would be able to make it for tomorrow?
Sure, we're there.
Yeah, cool. So I'll make all of these notes now. But yeah, if there is anything else, just let us know. We'll see you guys at 9 a.m. tomorrow. As I mentioned,
yep,
it'll be the emergency consultation fee, which is $250.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. The vet will discuss anything else with you guys within that consultation.
Yep, Neil.
Awesome. We'll see you guys soon. And if there is any issues overnight, there are vets that are open 24/7.
Oh, that's all right, mate. If he goes bad overnight, it's probably no bringing him back, to be honest. But
yeah,
he's okay. He's doing stuff and he's still mildly aggressive, which is a good sign for him.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah. hopefully we'll get to the bottom of everything tomorrow. Just give us a call if there's anything else. Otherwise, we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thanks, mate.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
See you soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.